The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, really pleased to announce a brand new England netball campaign has launched, Netball Her. And Kelly Gordon and also Baz as well from the Well HQ have joined us. Kelly, maybe a word on how something like this actually came about?
So when we launched the adventure strategy a couple of years ago now, we really, one of the key parts of the strategy was to be a game for life. And what we really wanted to understand was what that actually means and how we can best support women and girls at every key life stage. So we looked at all of the stats and looked at what that meant. And there was some hard hitting facts that made us realise that we need to do something about it. So, for example, 41% of teenage girls pause or drop out of netball, and key reasons for that around periods and also around their body image and being conscious of their body. And we really need to do something to support those girls to make sure they don't drop out. And that's quite common across sport, and Baz can sort of share more on that. And then another sort of key stat for us was around pregnancy. So we, from a netball perspective, 20% of women who stop playing due to pregnancy never return to the game. So again, we needed to understand what that meant and what to do about that. So we basically had that insight and said, okay, well, as a sport, we've got an unapologetic focus on women and girls. What should we be doing to support those women and girls at every life stage? It was at that point that we had a day out in the West Midlands, didn't we, Baz?
Oh, nice.
In an adventure centre.
Was the weather nice?
It was just after COVID, actually, wasn't it? So we were outdoors. Thankfully, the weather was okay, but So we basically got the development team together and a few others from across the organisation, and we said, okay, we know we've got this insight. We know we need to do something about women and girls. And so we invited Baz and Emma, the other co-founder of The Well, in to talk to us about female health and how we could best support women and girls across each life stage. So that's probably more one for Baz to sort of pick up on.
And I think it was that day, I think it was the first time many people in that room had heard some of the words that Emma and I used. And it was kind of like a moment of like, is this something that netball can actually talk about? And suddenly then everyone just started talking, didn't they? And they're like, this happens to me and this happens to me. And I coach people like that. And this absolutely needs to be something. And I don't think we were ever really brought in for that day to do. I think we were just brought in for a little bit of inspiration and a little bit something a little bit different after COVID. Mm-hmm. And then I think as we were there and started talking, people started to realize, this could potentially grow. But it has taken a huge amount of time. You know, that was nearly 2 years ago now, wasn't it? Like nearly 2 years ago in that summer of 2021. And literally since then we've kind of been working on like where we've got to today.
Yeah.
You're certainly able to draw on players' real life examples and like hearing from the players and their input towards it as well. That'd be key.
Yeah. So we did actually do a pilot as part of the development of Netball Her. So last year we ran a pilot with a range of coaches and players, 56, I think, Baz, wasn't there? 56.
Yeah.
Or geographically spread, range of different ethnicities, different ages. We had walking netballer coach all the way up to a Super League coach and everything else in between. So and the purpose of that pilot was to really test some content on them and make sure that we've got their input into the development of the content. So that really was important. It's that the learnings from that was basically taken and shaped, and we took the learnings from that and to develop Netball Her.
It's just really important that in terms of like the way we're delivering this content. So what Kelly's just described gave us like really great information as to what's important for people involved with the game. But when we're then trying to educate and support everyone, like with the new netball website and the CPD that we're producing, like they want to hear from real netballers. And I think that's what we've worked really hard at, is it's not just about learning from those in the elite side of the game. It's like the ordinary netballers all over the country in lots and lots of different settings talking about the reality of their situation. And that's what's really connecting in well.
Netballers at all levels, not just those in Super League.
That's exactly it. And I think, you know, we're a sport from age 5 to 95, and we've got programmes that sort of reach all those ages. And obviously we've got our clubs and league settings. So it's the one thing that we're doing that separates us out is that we are doing the full system change. And that's really, really important message that we're sort of talking about with Netball Her, because we want it to be for everyone in the game. So, you know, there's examples of other sports that are doing bits, quite a bit on the elite side. So we've heard of football doing quite a lot of work with changing short colours, and Wimbledon, and Dina Asher-Smith. And there's lots of sort of talk around female health, but we're the only sport to do this full system change. And that's really important for us. And then, as Baz said, to really bring out their lived experience. And although we're going live today, we have already communicated Netball Her to our members. And we've had some amazing stories through, haven't we, Baz? There's some really lovely stories of stuff that's already happening in clubs. There's actually really, really great examples of court short kits, which are basically having period products in kit bags. We've had some lovely stories coming through. What was the one about the veg, that lady who goes around?
There was a brilliant lady who used to take her players, collects all her players up on her way to netball training.
Yeah.
And then in the car, they're always talking about lots of different things. And she just realised actually they weren't eating particularly well. So she started to take vegetables from her allotment and from her garden to training to share with everybody. And it just then started a really natural conversation around eating and food and trying to kind of increase the nutritional value of what people were eating. But you know, she's not a nutritionist, she's got no qualifications in that area, but she's made a real impact by doing something very practical.
Yeah,
it's little things like that, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And on the website, Andy, we'll probably come on to this, but one of the key parts of Netball Her is the website, which is www.netballher.co.uk. And on the website, when you go on there, there's been a lot of work gone into bringing out the real life stories from the netballers. And we felt that was really, really important. So we've obviously got the expert information on there and all of the resources that support that across all life stages and female health topics. But bringing that to life through real life stories was really important, wasn't it, Baz? We sort of wanted to make sure we got that spectrum. That's a key part of the whole of Netball Her, but it's a key part of the website.
I think the website as well in itself, lots of specific topics in there that are obviously going to develop over time. One of those things is obviously things like menstrual cycle and pre and postnatal and coming back from pregnancy as well. That's going to be important as just another resource for everybody.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like an area that I'm really passionate about. I think that, you know, 10 years ago, women were not exercising or training or definitely not playing sport whilst pregnant or had really any intention to come back to sport after having a baby. But the world has changed, and we're being inspired by amazing international athletes, both within netball, but also within the wider world of sport, who are returning to play. And it's just giving women that confidence that, I can keep on playing. But unfortunately, nobody really knows how to get them back to playing or knows what's kind of like how long that should take and how long, you know, what support they need. And so for me, it's just such an important life stage to support, because new mums who have loved netball, that's where they feel at home and that's where they can be them. And if we can create an environment where they feel it's safe and it's a place where they can do their thing, then that's, we know we're losing a lot of netballers at that life stage. Like 21% of netballers don't come back after having a baby. And I think that a huge part of that is because they either come back and it's not, and they just can't work it out logistically, or they come back and get injured. Whereas actually, if we improve the support around it, then we can keep more of those new mums in the game.
I can't be the only one who has been held back by my period, who has been worried about leaking, who has struggled to find the right fitting sports bra, who has thought about quitting netball, who has not known how to support a teammate. So let's do something about it together. It's all about leading the way, raising the bar, rewriting the rules, normalising those conversations, removing barriers holding her back, turning hormones into superpowers, putting her needs first, showing off authentically, making netball her game for life, helping her to be her brilliant best. It's all about her, Netball Her.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, looking at the brand new Netball Her campaign. with Baz Moffat and Kelly Gordon. And let's have a look now at something as important as pelvic health. I know studies have been undertaken in Australia, but it's nice to see that something like that is also part of the website.
Yeah, and it's really nice to see Andy, and
that's your favourite, isn't it?
That's my favourite topic, and there's no way that we could produce anything that didn't involve a huge section on pelvic health. It's a really embarrassing condition for many women. They don't like to talk about it. They like to they hide it. But we know the prevalence rates of pelvic floor dysfunction in netball are significant. I mean, we don't have the exact statistics, but broadly speaking, it's going to be in the region of sort of 60%-ish of players will be having pelvic floor issues whilst they're training or whilst they're competing. And if you add in women that have had babies and women that are post-menopause, then those numbers are going to be even higher. And we're not really doing anything about it. And I think that people will be laughing about it and people will be going to the toilet a lot and people will stop drinking before they get to netball in the hope that that might help things. But actually, if we provide people with a really good level of education and understanding of what's okay, what's not okay, what's normal, where to go and get help, how to help yourself, then that's brilliant because we can start to move the conversation into a far more sort of deeper and helpful place as opposed to just kind of acknowledging and laughing about it and making a joke about it. And I think that particular section of the website does a really good job at not just focusing on mums and new mums and pregnancy. It really does focus on all types of people playing netball and their pelvic health.
Maybe you look at kit as well. That's obviously important. Just feeling comfortable in playing a sport in kit that you are feeling comfortable in.
That's really, really important. We're actually going through a consultation process right now with the netball family. Actually, we've asked a question in the latest survey around kit, because we know that kit or the dress is a barrier for some. So we know that some love the dress and, you know, absolutely love the dress and it's part of who they are and it's part of their identity as the club. But we also know that kit can be a barrier and the dress can be a barrier for some as well. So we've gone out to consultation. We've asked the question around the dress and kit. And what we're actually hearing back is that people just want an option. They just want the flexibility. So we'll complete the consultation and then we'll then play that back to the netball family around guidance around the kit. But it's really, really important that the kit isn't a barrier to play. Like, why should the kit be a barrier to play? So that's a really key part of Netball Her, is trying to understand that. The Roses have taken the decision themselves to continue to wear the dress. So they had a session and they tried on a different vest top shorts combo and actually took the decision collectively to stick with the dress. So for the Roses, the dress is staying and they'll be playing in the dress in the World Cup. But the grassroots game, as I say, we're going through a consultation process because it shouldn't be a barrier.
Netball in itself, all inclusive. So you'll have fathers that are taking their daughters to games. Obviously, the increase in male sport as well. But I'd even go as far as suggesting Netball Her is a bit of a resource for male population as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some lovely stories coming through from dads saying, oh, this is amazing. I can have conversations with my daughter now about periods. I didn't really know where to start. And now I've got somewhere I can go and get information. And we haven't even talked about the learning resources yet. But again, you know, we've got male coaches. We've got males that work for England Netball. It's really important that men understand female health and can talk about it. And another key part of Netball Her for the organisation is that we want to make sure that we can apply the same learnings that we're taking out to the netball world to our own staff. So we'd go through a big education process with our own staff, which includes males, on female health, and we're having a female health approach, and it's part of induction. So it's really important to us that men and boys can have these conversations when it's not taboo.
Remind me of some of the incredible resources that are online then.
Yeah, great.
And I say incredible because there's lots on the website.
There is, yeah. So there's the website. So as we said, the website's netballher.co.uk, and that it's open to everybody. So anybody can go on there and access the resources, watch the videos. There's a part of the website called the Netball Her community, which is a Facebook group. Then that's locked down to members. So that's sort of a special place that members can go, ask questions, talk to one another, share examples of things that have worked, things that haven't worked. So that, yes, that's locked down for members. So that's the website. We've also launching in the summer a suite of female health CPD, so a learning offer. And that's for the coaches and anyone that supports her. And so the life stage that it covers is puberty, young women, pre-postnatal and menopause. It's online learning and it's very expert-led in terms of content, but very user-friendly in terms of practical advice on how you land this information education in your netball environment. So developed by The Well, filmed with real-life netballers, and yeah, that will be amazing. So that's going to be available for in the summer, and that will be for members only, because we really felt it's important that we give something special to our members. So that education will be for free for members. And then over time, we're taking all of that content and embedding it into our coaching qualifications. The sort of three key parts really of Netball Her. The third part is practical support. So every delivery staff, England Netball delivery staffs, the Netball Development Officers, Netball Development Coaches will have court kits. So that will include sanitary products and information on how to get to the website. So there'll be a QR code that you can click on and that'll take you through to the website. And then we're also doing a lot of work with the Roses around female health. So we're doing bra fittings with the Roses, and Baz is going in and doing a pelvic health session with them. And then we've got, there's already things in place anyway, around menstrual cycle tracking, et cetera, et cetera. So there's the practical side of Netball Her, as well as the sort of the education side.
And Baz, just to finish, we've already seen a tweet from Fran Connolly this morning that says, it's time for change, it's time to normalise conversations, and it's time to support her. When the pair of you see tweets like that from the CEO of England Netball, it's just really good to see, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is good to see. And I think, to be honest, like the entirety of England Netball have embraced this new partnership. And I think that's really important. And, you know, we absolutely need Fran's support, but it's not the tweet today. She's been with us from the start. And I think, you know, she's been involved with this from the start, regardless of her schedule. She's always rocked up. She's been so supportive, and she's given, you know, the team the resources they need in order to get this across the line. And that just means that the whole organization is behind us. And when you've got the leader at the top saying, being genuinely excited about it, then actually it just gives everyone else confidence that this is the right way to be going.
That was a really important point. So this is an absolute full-on team effort. Every part of the business has been behind developing Netball Her. So comms team, we've had IT, HR in terms of policies, the whole, and obviously right the way down through to the delivery team, participation team, the coaching teams. So it's been a full-on team effort. And that's what's really special about this. As I said, you know, before, it's not just at the top. It's across the whole of business and across the whole of the pathway.
Lots of special tweets online at England Netball. And Kelly, just remind us of the website once again, please.
So it's www.netballher.co.uk.
Brilliant. Kelly and Baz, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having us.
Hiya, it's Fran Williams here.
It's a Netball Show with Fly Hawk. We've just been finding out more about this Netball Her project that's just been launched by England Netball. And time now to speak to our unofficial, official fitness expert on the podcast, Katie Stokes. Katie, thank you again for your time. And you've had a chance to look at the website. What have you made of it?
I have to say, I'm so impressed. I think it is such a great initiative from England Netball. And really, I want to say forward thinking, but that doesn't really feel right because women and girls go through all these things all the time. But really groundbreaking, I think. I'm so impressed.
There's that special approach that you have with your clients as well. So section on injuries, section on return to play as well. And it's important topics that they're included as part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, covering everything from pelvic floor, periods, sports bras, injuries, all of these things are so important that they're handled appropriately and sensitively. And I think, you know, the big message that comes across is that you treat everyone as an individual, and that is so important.
What about individual clients that have come to you with some of those topics, some of those injuries, and maybe having that extra resource online?
I think, yeah, absolutely. So I think it's a really good resource that I can just signpost people to. And I like the fact that there's the Women's Health Physio, because a lot of people don't know who to go to. I do get lots of messages from friends and clients and, you know, people who I wouldn't necessarily are friends, but just contacts, saying, I've got this issue, who do I go to? So having a lovely resource like England Netball have put out there with information and normalising it, and they really cover, I've tried to have a look at all the things they've put up there. They cover it from a lot of angles, which is really important. So yeah, it's really good.
Having the resources of players at all levels as well?
Yes, because you, let's say a 12-year-old girl playing netball needs to have a different approach to an elite athlete, obviously, and to a lady who's coming to back to netball and hasn't played netball for, let's say, 30 years, but is going through a tricky time in her life with her female health. All of those different angles need to be accounted for or empathised with and sympathised with from the coaching perspective.
It's called Netball Her, but there's plenty of resources on there as well for dads of players, and obviously there's going to be males involved with local clubs as well. So it's maybe breaking down that taboo of, oh, well, we don't want to talk about the menstrual cycle, we don't want to talk about periods, and just having that there as well for the male side of things.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a really valuable part for, yeah, the netball dads, male coaches, male physios. And a really important bit that there was in there is it's a period. Call it a period. Don't call it some silly nickname that we've all done for years. Mm. Call it what it is, and don't be embarrassed. And, you know, girls, teenage girls may talk about it amongst themselves, but they might not to their coach. I played a match on Monday and one of the girls had to go off at quarter time. She said, oh, I'm just going to go to the loo, but I don't know if I'll be back in time, so just play on. And she said she had crippling period pains, and we played on without her, and then she came back on when she could. So it's an everyday thing that we have to be aware of within the sport and accommodate accordingly. So, yeah, and if that was maybe a male coaching situation, they might have, you know, you could feel a bit more awkward or embarrassed, and you shouldn't.
It certainly doesn't replace the one-on-one with your individual trainers and obviously your fitness program as well, but useful resources, we've said. So,
oh yeah, it's invaluable, I think. But I have very open conversations with my one-on-one clients, but I think I will probably do a social media post for people who aren't one-on-one clients. They obviously just follow my social media to signpost people to it. People can still be a bit embarrassed. So yeah, having that extra resource is really important. And I have a 9-year-old girl, so, you know, things of signposting schools to it as well, I think, because it's really, really impressive what England Netball have done. But now the importance is it filtering to the coaches and all the people involved.
Remind us of some of the work you do during the week.
So I work
everything
one-on-one.
Here we go.
One-on-one. I specialise in injury rehab and pre and postnatal. I do a lot of like fitness and strength. I do less weight loss these days. And I love, my most favourite is return to play. So somebody who, let's say, has got an injury, like a sprained ankle, torn calf, ACL, and getting them back on court or back on the pitch or whatever their sport may be, that is my absolute favourite thing to do.
Things nice and busy at the minute?
I'm very busy. I've got a lot of long-running clients who keep me in their diary, keeping them fit for skiing holidays. So I've been very busy for the skiing time of year, and working with some netball players on their fitness and strength and building on that. So yeah, super busy. So I'm happy.
Brilliant. And just remind us where you're based and how we can get in touch.
So I am just south of Stratford-upon-Avon, and my if you look up Katie Stokes Fitness on Facebook, you'll find me, or at Katie Stokes PT or katiestokespersonaltraining.com.
Brilliant, Katie. Thanks again for your time.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Cheers.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.